Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 11. Green Energy Push replaces native prairies with corn as ethanol industry turns profitable. Robert Malsom nearly went broke in the 1980s when corn was cheap. So now that prices are high and he can finally make a profit, he's not about to apologise for ripping up prairie land to plant corn. Across the Dakotas and Nebraska, more than 1 million acres of the Great Plains are giving way to cornfields as farmers transform the wild expanse that once served as the backdrop for American pioneers. This expansion of the Corn Belt is fueled in part by America's green energy policy, which requires oil companies to blend billions of gallons of corn ethanol into their gasoline. In 2010, fuel became the number one use for corn in America, a title it held in 2011 and 2012 and narrowly lost this year. That helps keep prices high. What the Green Energy Programme has made profitable, however, is far from green. A policy intended to reduce global warming is encouraging a farming practice that actually could worsen it. That's because ploughing into untouched grassland releases carbon dioxide that has been naturally locked in the soil. It also increases erosion and requires farmers to use fertilisers and other industrial chemicals. In turn, that destroys native plants and wipes out wildlife habitats. It appeared so damaging that scientists warned that America's corn for ethanol policy would fail as an anti-global warming strategy. The Obama administration argued that would not happen. But the administration didn't set up a way to monitor whether it actually happened. More than 1.2 million acres of grassland have been lost since the federal government required that gasoline be blended with increasing amounts of ethanol, an Associated Press analysis of satellite data found. Plots that were wild grass or pastureland 7 years ago are now corn and soybean fields. That's in addition to the 5 million acres of farmland that had been aside for conservation, more than Yellowstone, Everglades and Yosemite National Parks combined, that have vanished since Obama took office. Jeff Lort, CEO of POET, which operates ethanol refineries across the country, including in South Dakota, said it's up to farmers how to use their land. The last I checked, it is still an open market, and farmers that own land are free to farm their land to the extent they think they can make money on it, or use it for whatever purpose they need, he said. Corn prices more than doubled in the years after Congress passed the ethanol mandate in 2007. Now, Malsom said, farmers can make about $500 an acre planting corn. His farm has just become profitable in the last 5 years, allowing him and his wife, Teresa, to build a new house on the farmstead. 4 miles south, signs at each end of the town of Roscoe announce a population of only 324. But the town, which relies in part on incomes like Malsom's, supports a school, a restaurant, a bank, a grocery store, and a large farm machinery store. The manager of the equipment dealership said the booming farm economy has helped the town and the dealership prosper.